Thank you. sleepwalkers. You can sit on the floor.
I baby, bebé, crisis, crisi, cricket, grillo, cri, 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 soldier, soldato, coin, soldo, city, città, citizen, cittadino, no, no, grace, grazie, quarter, quattro, bear, bairn, Switzerland. Everyone is packed in tight, we're in the car, and even my big sister looks tight, her face, our nurse, and mother has a big belly. Men in uniforms and guns, how do I know what a gun is? I can smell my mother. Father looks happy, free, excited. The guns are blue-black, there's snow. Father wishes the officers happy holidays. Our skis are on top. We're pretending. Florence, December 1938, an item in the newspaper. No more passports being issued to Jews. Ours were about to expire, and within a few days, we left Italy by driving across the mountains into Switzerland. Skis atop the car, we joined the long line of holiday vacationers as if we were simply another family heading for the snow, and were easily waved through the checkpoint at La Frontiera. Mother was 7 months pregnant, gave birth prematurely, and got very sick. We stayed in Bern for 6 months till mother was well enough to continue on to America. Each day, our nurse would take me and my sister Anna through the snow-covered city to watch the bears in the bear pit. People would pour milk down to them, and they'd sit back and catch it in their mouths. Immediately after the war, we returned to Florence for a year. There was a small produce store across the street. One day, a very tall, gangly, starved, crazed man came flailing down the center of the street, yelling the praises of Mussolini, "Il Duce! Il Duce!" And the grocer man was pelting him hard with tiny apples, throwing them hard as he could, and the starving man was scooping them up and eating them, getting bang hit hard and yelling, "Il Duce, Il Duce," and scooping up the apples and eating them, scooping them and eating them, scooping them and eating them. If in life there are no stories, there certainly are episodes. The good broth going down the drain, the smell of vinegar, dust that collects under certain pieces of furniture. After the war, the refugees returned for a time. The Jewish girl was allowed to play in the courtyard during prayers. Sometimes she played at crossing herself with graceful wrist. At the summer place, among pines near the sea, she played with a housekeeper's daughter who had a little toy stove, perfectly finished with tiny painted handles. On the terrace of the back apartment, she had lunch with a housekeeper's family. At table, the housekeeper leaned back, raising her arms in a great summertime stretch, her armpit a sudden flash of black hair. A cousin wrote that for a time she had been hidden in the basement of a farmhouse where two German officers were quartered on the top floor. Think of the farmers. I could say not in my name what's happening in Gaza, but it is happening in my name. Thinking with your skin, visions of the end game. The moment in the kitchen when you throw out something you had meant to save, you see your hand tip the good broth down the drain, too late to stop the action. Households with live-in maids, nannies, chauffeur mechanics, a gardener married to the cook. Long after the war, the old landlords still hold the power, pay for goods and services from people they don't know. The complete etchings of Goya, among the art books on the table in her apartment across from the federal building, where last weekend thousands demonstrated their grief, fury, loyalty, with flags and bullhorns. Now old, she takes for granted the kindness of her life, feels that the wars can't touch her. Yesterday evening's moon, yellow-tinted, low on the horizon, nearly resting on its dwindling side, big and liquid. To tell about something, the standard of exchange, sheep, measures of land, fixing a roof and getting paid in garlic. Soldo, coin. Saldare, to solder. Soldato, soldier. Sing your heart out, a squarciagola, with broken open throat, full-throated. The woods are full of life and death, mainly vegetal. A dead leaf by a dead leaf at a dead twig, layers and layers. A seed sprouting through, a mushroom living on a fallen tree, live roots, tall live trees, ferns, fiddleheads in spring. Smell of dead soggy grasses toasting in spring sun, petroleum. The Indians have a story about a woman who married a bear. The story gets told in many ways. The way I heard it, she leaves signs for her brothers. They find her. They kill the bear. She kills her brothers, but spares the youngest. Narrator. She had married into the wild, outside of the domesticated. The wild fighter soldiers, the Arditi special troops, unemployed after the war. Mussolini gathered them, hired them out as strike breakers. Later, as he headed government, organized vertical class harmony, imposed with a lot of medals, murder, patriotism, anti-Semitism, ardor. Life has death built into it, or we would eat away everything and die. Old man in street, propped against wall after frigid night, asleep. Full sun on thin-skinned bald head, safety pins pulling hard at edges of ragged black vest, black jacket. Passerby with blue beret, sky blue, puts it on his sleeping head. They used to say hello, amazes at the safety pins, hesitates to leave, leaves money in his pocket. Or is it a pocket, a crease among black creases, leaves. To have children to take care of one in one's old age, to narrate thoughts, stories in life do not exist. Like a landscape in a picture, set the lens, start the story from this tree, this baby, lover, lost job, Mussolini. Work to be paid in a year's supply of milk, a year's supply of help with this or that, to borrow salt. Money, shells, a string of pink shells from a distant sea, usury. Songs tell about it, each time a different way. It's not done, people say so, precious, beauty. The laughing boys run naked across the sand, his penis bouncing quick from thigh to thigh. The mountains, black, crisp against blue sky.
And it
it bounces, it does, it bounces off many things. I forget what they're called. The communications bounce off of.
Help.
Money. And then there's stuff. There's the money and the stuff. And you can go to university and you can study economics, or you could study stuff. It's like if you're in the dance department, it's either theory or movement. But there's a prejudice against combining them. Stuff. Metal. Wood. Metal. Europe, where they're agreeing for just half payment, they could go all the way. But the whole thing's going to have to be, well, I mean, who am I to be saying this except that there's thinking of the song One Meatball, but I take for granted the kindness of my life, but it's like the money is making less and less. It's making it that there's less and less stuff. But the more of it you have, the more you have control of the less stuff that's still there. So finally there's going to be and talk.
simple email, but he was just reaching out to someone who was in Tokyo and who maybe he thought had some kind of in Vermont, where there's not much money. There's a lot more bartering work, for sure. And vegetables in the summer and fall. And if your plumbing messes up, which it will, in Vermont, you go to a neighbor and you just bake some bread and you bring some bread and you say, how's it going? Well, I'm working on this. Well, how are you holding on? Well, and you talk for a while and you say, well, I'm having trouble with my plumbing and okay, and my head just got an A and something, and then about a week later somebody shows up and says, how's your grandkid? And they say, oh, can I make you some tea? Oh, yeah. And I hear you're having trouble with your plumbing. So that's a solo.
Yeah.
It's a heavy conflict. A heavy conflict. Heavy. But you know, I was...
What?
I was thinking today.
Yeah.
Why is that conflict so central to us? Well, to you I can understand you live in it. But it's such a central theme in the world. I was thinking more in terms of how many years, but it's a central theme. And
you know, I saw today in the news that the Palestinians and the Israeli army were having a confrontation in the West Bank again, throwing stones. Now, I thought it was annual. The first time we spoke about that was 23 years ago.
Yeah.
It's still happening, it's still the same. But you know why I think it's so central?
Why you think
it is so central?
And it's so central?
I think it's because of religion.
Yeah, I know you think that.
I know you don't.
No, but I'm starting a little more.
Ah, you do? What made you start?
I don't know, my skin.
Your skin?
Yeah.
It told you that it's about religion?
My skin tells me a lot of things.
So how does it support that the religious aspect of it to be so central?
Well, but it's not central to all peoples in the world. I mean, it's a three prophets, but I mean it's not central to, I'm sure that in China it's not central.
Well, China is part of everything, so if it's central to oil and if it's central to America, it becomes central also to China. Right?
I don't so much. No, but that's okay. I mean, that's not. But it is. I mean, everything's central to everything, of course. But I don't think the Israeli-Palestinian struggle. You think it's central to China?
Well, you said it's central to the world, right?
Well, yeah, but then I thought some more. And I was asking, why? Why is it? Why is it so central? I mean, there's so many conflicts.
Yeah, but everybody looks there, right?
Why?
I think it's because, like, you know, I think it's because of your religion, because you see Jews there. They're not just up for the Jews there, right? They're there for all the Jews everywhere.
Yeah, but how about the Tibetans?
They're not so many. Wow, they are actually. I don't know, there are also not so many Jews. I actually don't know.
You wanna climb on?
No. I don't know. The fact is it is.
Okay, I'll go on.
So
So where do we go from here? Well, given the family is central, basically it's like it doesn't move anywhere. That's the problem.
No, I think for Israel it's very nice like this. It's the nicest that they can imagine.
What's so nice about it?
That they can take long showers.
Where did you get that idea? We have shower regimens. There's drought.
And they keep expanding so that the fact on the ground keeps moving towards them.
You mean settlements?
Yes.
In the West Bank?
Yeah.
Right. So it's very nice for Israelis that they can go to Nablus and Hebron, you know, because these places are not like just cities. They're like the tombs of the mothers and the fathers.
Okay. So that's the question about the religious.
But I don't feel that this is so good for Israel or nice.
Yeah, but what else would you imagine?
What I would imagine?
Yeah.
I would imagine a two-state solution.
Yeah.
I would imagine a situation where all citizens have same rights. And they all have a passport. This or that. They all have a passport. They all have rights, like the Bill of Rights.
What about it?
Well, you know, one thing that interests me is like we talked about a constitution and that Israel, I'll grant that it's a democracy and it doesn't have a constitution.
Right, because of religion.
How is that? Well, you see, it's a Jewish state. So there already is a Jewish law. And unless it is clearly separated, religion and state, then you cannot have a constitution, because religion already has so many rules. And in Israel, it's like a little bit of a mess. Like you can only get married by a religious authority. There is no civil marriage.
Well, what about the Muslims that live in Israel?
They have to go to the Imam.
And Israel recognizes
of them. Course, because it's religious. And the Christians, they have to go to the priest.
But they have different laws.
Different what?
Laws.
Because they just go to the church and they are married. That's fine. As long as you go to some religious authority and you declare your religious alliance, you're fine.
You know, there's the church and there's the prophet.
Right.
Okay.
Two different things.
Now,
what if you just wonder about the universe by yourself, and that's your religion?
No, apostle, I mean,
show me the authority that is going accept that as a religion?
The Constitution.
Yeah. But that's why Israel comes to heaven.
Because it denies exactly that. You know what I would say as an Italian at this point? As an Italian?
Yeah, well, now what can I say? What can I say to that? But Italians, I mean, they're not that much better than Israelis. No, I mean, you know, it takes 5 years or 7 years to divorce in Italy because of the religion.
Religion. Money and potatoes and religion. But the thing is that there is so much suffering to everyone in the situation. In America now, there's a lot of awareness of people who have been in battle, and they come back, and the shape they're in. Is that also in Israel?
It started.
The awareness started.
Yes. Because you know, I mean, in Israel, everybody goes to the army. It's not a choice. So every kid, when they're 18, they go to the army. The men go for 3 years. The women go for 2 years. So everybody learned how to shoot a gun, and many people did shoot, and people did hit and kill, and so other people get killed. So what kind of violence? It is just there amongst the people. It's kind of like hidden, like everybody looks normal. But the level of violence that is carried is... You can see it on the road. So many people drive like, you know, they're ready to die and kill. So, thinking that security is somewhere out there, that you're always at risk, and the danger is out there, it kind of justifies any kind of force. You see? And I think this is such a mistake. And you think, what? This is such a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking something, but I can't remember.
You know this protest that started, like the civil protest that started in Israel last summer, which is a little bit like what happened here about the economic situation. I think it's the beginning of something new, because it's the first time that people spoke about security inside. about the health of society being determined inward and not outside. So maybe that's a new, maybe this is a new approach. And I, for me, I think this is that as big as the establishment of the country 60 years ago. If we are able to start looking inside and not on the outside. Maybe then we can also see the other one.